Hey y'all. How y'all doing? I am doing a lot. I'm doing and feeling a lot of nothing, man. Listen, it's the Mercury retrograde. I'm assuming that has been scalping me and balding me and wearing me thin. What the fuck? The last time I posted it was early this month. I skipped one recording session because I ain't have it in me. I was gonna skip today, but I got out of work early. Which I get out of work early almost every day, which I need to stop doing because now my paycheck is gonna be treacherous. Like, I just had to stop recording now to say something to my children because retrograde is affecting them as well, and they have lost their monkey ass, rabbit ass minds. I'm just, yo, listen, shit gotta slow the fuck down. Not really. It need to slow down and speed up at the same damn time. And what that mean, I don't fucking know. Yeah, I skipped, I think last week. I don't know at this point. Anyway, there haven't been a recording in the last 3 or 4 weeks or whatever because I don't even remember when retrograde started. And yes, I'm one of them people. I'm into astrology and stuff like that, heavily into it. I don't study it per se, and I can't tell you factual things. I just read and shit. So, yeah, I was going through a lot emotionally, and I still am. And the reason that I even hopped up here now is because, like I said, I got out of work early, and I actually am going to have a little time to spare and do other things. And on top of that, I just feel like I need to release because I feel like I am. Just, it's a lot of nothing. Let's see. I would like to speak at, and when I say it, I really mean it because, honey, I'm not gonna go into detail, but I'm going to talk. I'm sorry. I'm so fucking sick of my damn children, and this is a safe space, so whoever feel offended that a mom, a single mom, is saying that she is fucking sick of her children, you can leave right now. My daughters are 8. They're twins, and I'm just really under the impression that they just done lost their black ass mind. One of them been up late at night meddling, and when I say meddling, doing like 3-year-old shit, like she taking wads of fucking toilet paper and building shit with it. I mean, I guess 8-year-olds, I don't damn know, but she's just getting into shit and being sneaky, and the other one being a smart ass. One of them act like they fucking 6, and one of them act like they fucking 18. And now I'm just the fuck tired. This schoolwork is driving me the fuck crazy. Me and them, we gonna drop out. They dropping out of school at second grade. Like, this shit too fucking much. I don't even give a fuck about these elections next week. It's gonna do what it's gonna damn do. And we're gonna stay in this fucked up ass country and figure it the fuck out. As simple as that. Or I can start scamming and I can rob a bank. Or I can get rich quick off of somebody. Me and mine can leave this fucking country. And when I say me and mine, I mean me and my fucking children. Because everybody else can go to hell. As far as family is concerned right now, the way I'm feeling. That brings me to my last couple of weeks. So I have plans. My plans are not canceled. I have plans to do things, and I asked for assistance to get these said things done. And I was told, yes, I will assist you and I will help you. I was told, yes, by my mother. All for a couple of weeks to go by. And when it's time for the assisting to begin, I'm ghosted by my mother. And then days later, I'm told, hey, you know what? On that agreement, never mind. I'm no longer interested or willing to help. And by the way, I don't think you're ready. I'm paraphrasing everything, but this is what happened. So, in the same room, she is supposed to be getting my daughters for Halloween. And I guess she, you know, did a little toe dip in the water to see if it was good to still get them. Hell yeah, you can still get them. Get them. And all three of y'all right now can kiss my ass. And I'm saying all this out of frustration and with love, but I really mean it. I mean it when I say she can kiss my ass right now. And me and my mom have had a shitty relationship the past few years or so. And I don't even want to say it's because we two different people, because honestly I see a lot of myself in her. Well, I see a lot of her in me, because she's the older one, even though she does not act like it. Will there ever be a day where she probably hear this? Probably. Will I feel bad? No. Because like I said, this is where I am right now. This is how I feel. And this is just the recent stuff. It's been a mess. And it's been a mess. 444. Thank you. It's been a mess to the point of feeling like I'm ready to just let the whole relationship go. Because, and I think I spoke about this a year or so ago, but I'm tired of being in a place and having relationships with people, especially family, where it's a take, take, take kind of thing. And not just material things or whatever, but just my time, my energy, my space, my love or whatever. I feel like I constantly put out all for stuff to not be reciprocated or to be thrown back in my face. And I don't like that whole woe is me and everybody just do me wrong, because my daddy does that. He has this... And he has this attitude of, oh, well, everybody just leave me out to dry. I do everything for everybody. I take care of everybody. I took care of my kids. Nobody is there for me when I need them. But he leaves out the part that he's a drunk. He forgets to tell people that he burns his bridges because he does things to people to emotionally fuck us up. So that is why we are... And we deal with him at a distance. And I just feel like at this point, it's gonna be the same thing with my mom. It's gonna be a, yeah, the girls are fine, 'cause you obviously don't give a fuck about how I'm doing. So, yeah, the girls that you swear you adore so fucking much, they're doing just fine. Without your help, thank you. Obviously, you can tell that I'm deeply hurt by these people, and honestly, I'm just in a space where I'm tired of feeling that way, and anything that's in my life causing me to feel the way I have been feeling the last week or so, I feel like I need to put my big girl panties on, and I need to put my tennis shoes on, and I need to go clean house. And of course, I'm saying this knowing good and damn well I ain't gonna easily, in the snap of my fingers, stop fooling with my mom and dad. But I do feel like I need to put myself in a space, and that's on the inside, not just outside, to where I'm not so emotionally fucked up by the shit that they do, because at this point it should be expected. But that doesn't negate them and their action. I'm not taking. I need to find a balance to where I hold them accountable for the shit that they do, but at the same time, not take it so to heart what they do. And when I say they, I mean, I'm mostly talking about my parents. My siblings is. Like, one of them, they figuring out their own. Well, I think all of us are figuring our shit out. But we, I think we have a lot of interference and distractions as well, as far as how we communicate with each other. I probably rant about them next week when I'm fed up with their asses too. Yeah, because I feel like I want to work on my relationship with my mom, but at the same time, I honestly I don't care. I don't think she cares, so I don't care. 'Cause if you let her tell us, she'll holler. I don't have a problem. I have a problem with ass. I don't know what ass to talk about. I don't know. So okay. You don't have a problem, and I have a problem, then clearly I need to handle it the way I see fit. And I see fit that I really don't care to fool with her. I don't care to fool with it. And I've had a few readers actually tell me that you're gonna break those generational curses, because she has a fucked up relationship with her mom. And when I say fucked up, she's had traumatic stuff happen to her. And I mean, I've had stuff happen in my childhood and life, but you know, we really didn't start really butting heads till a few years ago when, but anyway, and how am I to break that generational curse? I don't know, but this shit gonna take time, and right now I don't have it. I don't have the energy. I just feel emotionally drained. I feel just frustrated, and you get tired of being in a space where you feel let down, and that's how I feel. I feel let down by the same people, same shit, different year. Different situation. I just feel let down, and then it just be frustrating because it's so led on. Like, oh yeah, got you, support you, fucks with you. We're gonna get this done. All and for the table to completely flip around, like that shit is fucking frustrating. Like, whatever I need to get done, I'd just be better off doing the shit on my fucking own. This is why I don't ask people for shit. This is why I don't ask nobody for help. This is why I sit and suffer in silence, because people will And then when they do give you just a little smidge of something, just a little smidge of something, then they feel like they done saved your fucking life. Like, oh my God, it's so much. It's so much. And I'm so tired. I'm tired. When I say I'm tired, and I ain't but damn 30. But I feel like I have reached my point of exhaustion. I'm tired of my children. I'm tired of my family. I'm just tired of the same stuff. It just keeps going around and around, the same shit every year. It's just exhausting and it's tiring. I don't want to sit on the phone with one of my sisters talking about how I feel and nothing come of it. I don't want to let months go by of me not talking to my mom and then we just come back like nothing happened. I'm tired. I'm tired. Like, yeah, this is it's too much. Maybe I need to seriously consider seeking therapy. What else been going on in the world? Nothing. Fucking nothing. I'm tired of these damn elections. We know good and well. I mean, of course, I'm gonna vote. We're gonna keep. I mean, yeah, we're gonna do all that. And I encourage everybody to vote because it is our right to do so. But at the same time, let's not set ourselves up to let these people play in our faces. And let's just stay realistic about everything. The same shit they did 4 years ago, the same shit they're gonna try to pull now. And I mean, I would be shocked. I will swallow a tablespoon of Louisiana hot sauce if Joe Biden is elected president. Yeah, so that's stressful. I just want to run away. I just want to get the fuck out of here, out of America for a while and just not worry about nothing. I want to go sit somewhere on a beach. A balcony. I want to be fucked on a balcony. I want a consistent nigger in my life. And maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe I need to get obsessed with this fictional love life, and maybe that'll be a good distraction from my bullshit. Maybe I need to just go in a fantasy world about having a good, perfect, healthy relationship with somebody, and I just feel so complete and so content in my life that nothing else fucking matters. Having a shitty mom ain't gonna matter. And then children are gonna be frustrating, so I don't give that too much. And they have really just peaked in the last few days. It's been a lot. And now I ain't holding my breath that they grandma gonna come get them because I know how she is. Knowing her, she probably gonna find some way to say I'm the reason that she ain't gonna get them. And then they be feeling the way towards me when it's like I didn't do it. Y'all grandma just that's who she is. You just have to learn to accept it like we had to. Yeah, that's a quick little update or whatever. Oh yeah, and I'm so tired whenever I do try to escape my reality for 2 seconds and I log on to social media, which I have deactivated Facebook because why? What's the point? And I probably need to activate it because it messed up my Spotify name and I hate that. That drives me crazy, all them damn numbers and letters. But I hate Facebook so much. And then they won't let me edit it. They don't let me change nothing. It just has to be because I signed up through Facebook, but whatever. But when I go to Twitter and everybody is still talking about these stupid ass fucking hypotheticals of these stupid ass fucking situations, I'm tired of people obsessing over niggas and money and bitches submitting. I'm tired of it. Y'all, let's find something else to go on about. These bitches don't want you broke niggas. And these fuckboys don't want no independent bad bitch. And I don't understand why they y'all keep bumping heads with each other. Why don't the hotels just go with the pygmies? And why won't the pygmies just pick the fucking hotels? And everybody shut the fuck up and go be happy. Let the fake ballers and the fake bad bitches be one together. Y'all keep on with this fantasy world of the nerdy girl in high school picking a jock and the jock picking the nerd, and that ain't how it happens. We're all adults. If it's somebody that you damn want that don't meet them fucking standards of yours, that you are so goddamn strong about and so set on, leave it the fuck alone. If you are with a man and y'all create a child and said man doesn't want to participate financially in the well-being of the child, go put him on child support. There's nothing wrong with that. We are raising fucking human beings that have basic necessities that needs to be met by every single party involved. So please do right by that child, not by your ego, Miss Lady. Sir, do right by your child, not by your ego. I don't think I have anything else in my heart or my mind. Go stand in line and vote. Do not submit any more absentee ballots, as they are going to be late as fuck and they probably will try not to count them. So if you can, please just go do it or do the drop box. Please. I ain't really got too much more. If you as a black woman feel like you have such a grudge against other black women, you really must seek counseling, ma'am, because there is some deep-rooted issue that you have and you need to address it and get to the bottom of it, because that should never be a reason that y'all are so hateful towards that goddamn girl, Megan Thee Stallion, that y'all are defending a little person that's Canadian with purple gums. All because there's something in you that despises that damn girl. You don't know her. She ain't did nothing to you. You don't know that little boy. And he ain't did nothing to you, but he is accused of doing something, and none of us were there. So none of us. All I know is if a woman says somebody did something to her, and that person has not given any reason to lie, and the other person have not defended themselves in any sense that makes any sense whatsoever. Either way, fuck that nigga. I'm not standing 10 toes for nobody, but fuck him. Because if you caused physical harm to somebody with a gun, you are an idiot. And I don't care about alcohol consumption. You are stupid if you shoot somebody because for whatever reason. Now, you bitches do deserve to get shot in the foot if you feel like you have to go so hard against another black woman. I don't care if you feel like she's lying, for you to sit there and go so hard against another black woman, you have a problem. you have a problem, and I'm not going to say that I'm going to pray for you, because I don't believe in sending bullshit prayers anymore. So let's just get it together and figure out what the hell you got going on to where you feel like you need to be so belligerently mean and nasty towards another black woman. That's really about it. This is probably the most driest I've ever been, but like I said, I'm tired, and I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry that I'm putting this energy out there, because I feel like I need to let this go and release it. I'm just tired. I feel like I'm going to find something to do to make myself feel better. I have to work the next few days. Tomorrow, Thursday. I work the next 3 days. That sucks. But we gotta get it done, because we need money so I can find a way to make myself feel better. I've gotta start. I'm gonna find a scam, and I'm gonna become good at it. And I'm gonna scam people. Might as well. The president doing it right. My children are now in their kidnap when they're supposed to be watching a video for school. Then I'm gonna just make them watch it over and over again. Let's pray that their grandma don't renege like she always do, and she does stick to her word, and she does come get them. I'm gonna be working the whole time, but either way, I need a breather. I need to get high. I need to consume some alcohol. I need to do something, because I'm just woe at this point. Maybe I should go walking. Yeah, I should go walking. Wow. All right. Bye. Be blessed. Be safe. Find some kind of peace. Find something to make you smile. Please. Something. Something outside of other people. Okay. Bye.